I found all of the subjects kind of randomly. I would just take my camera and go out into the neighborhoods and talk to people about what I was trying to do and see if I could find someone who was interested in letting me take their picture and get a little bit of their story and agree to be involved in it. I didn't realize before I started the project that there were 17 official neighborhoods in the city, but once I went home and looked that up after kind of getting the beginnings of the idea for this project, I thought, you know, that would make a really solid exhibition, and this is probably something that I can actually make a reality.
Why did you do this? What was the idea behind it?
I'm originally not from the area. I moved to Springfield a year after I graduated from college. Met my husband, who's actually from West Springfield. Really didn't know anything about Springfield before moving here, and just really kind of fell in love with the city. You know, it's struggling, but it has a lot of good things going for it, and I felt like, as kind of an outsider, I was able to see it without any sort of prejudice or preconceived ideas about what the city was. And I drive through several of the neighborhoods on my daily commute to work and was constantly just seeing people who I really would have loved to have been able to paint. But you can't really just approach strangers and ask if you can paint their portrait. I think, you know, people would be kind of suspicious of that and really not know what to make of it or how to take it. And so, you know, from those feelings of, you know, really loving the city and also wanting to capture some of the character and get back to painting, it all kind of just came together into this project.
And so we have these portraits, and there's a name and a story, a little bit of history attached to each one.
Yes.
Pick somebody out here and tell me about what attracted them to you as a subject, and tell me a little bit about them.
Absolutely. So Anaya here lives in the Bay neighborhood, and I actually met her through a YMCA summer camp program for kids in the Holyoke and Springfield areas. Someone who helped run the camp had heard about my project and asked if she could bring the kids to my studio to talk to me and see the paintings. So they came, and I ended up having a little conversation with her when she was there. She was expressing a desire to get into a performing and visual arts program in South Hadley, and saying she was interested in photography and she would really love to be one of the subjects, but you know, I didn't know at the time where she lived and if she was in a neighborhood I didn't have covered yet. So I told her, you know, why don't you send me your information and we'll see, you know, if you live in a neighborhood that I haven't gotten a subject from already, you know, maybe we can make that work. And I looked up her address when she sent it to me, and I didn't have anyone from Bay, so I got in touch with her and went over to her house to take a couple reference photographs. All the paintings were done from reference photographs. And now I've actually started teaching her a little bit about photography, because although, you know, I was a painting major in college, I got a pretty well-rounded education and know a little bit about photography. So I picked up a manual film camera for her on eBay, and I'm teaching her how to take pictures and about composition and that sort of thing. So it's been just as beneficial for me as it has for anybody who's involved, I feel like.
How long did this project take?
I started the first painting in September of last year, so it was about a year-long process, just over that.
And you used a Kickstarter campaign to fund it, I understand, right?
Yes, yeah, and that was wonderful. I actually started the first painting before I knew whether or not the project was going to be funded, so it was a bit of wishful thinking, but it all worked out. It was definitely a new experience for me, crowdfunding a project, but everyone was so supportive. There was just an outpouring of, you know, positive things that people were saying about the project, whether it was my friends and family or I work for Bay State Health, and they were extremely encouraging and supportive of the project. So it was really a wonderful experience.
And now the public, the general public, is going to get an opportunity to see this. What is it that you hope people take from it?
I hope that they they get a greater sense of connection to some of the different neighborhoods. I think a lot of the time, people in 16 acres maybe aren't really thinking about what the people in Brightwood are experiencing, and you know, the people who live downtown probably aren't thinking too much about Indian Orchard. And I really hope that this helps to personalize some of the communities that maybe people don't venture into all that often, they don't drive through, they don't know anyone who lives there. I really just hope that it brings people together and reminds us all that we're all Springfield residents.